Well, you know, our big station announcement, it's so big.
You're overselling this, by the way.
Well, it's going to be important to a lot of things that go on, at least for some people. If you're actually listening right now, you're going to be affected by this. And it's such a big announcement that it even rated a tweet from the official ticket Twitter account.
Oh, really?
Yes. DFW Ticket tweeted to let everybody know to listen right now.
All right.
So let's just get right into it. This show, we inherited the 10 to noon time slot from The Rant. It's been, what, 8 years now?
7 or 8.
No, it's probably been at least 8. We may even be going on like 9.
I mean,
do you know Dave
God,
Wilson?
I've been here since, I'm in my 16th year.
I've been here 9 and a half. And I think you got started not too long after, probably about 9, I bet, for you.
Yeah,
guys.
I think it's going on 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I haven't done anything consistently for 9 years, much less 16.
So that means that that this show started in like 06.
Okay.
And so that means that The Rant, which I believe started in like 98. So The Rant went from like 98 to 06. And then The Orphanage has gone from 06 to 2015, present day. And we have a very, very important announcement. Do you want to make this announcement or do you want me to?
I don't at all.
Well, I need you to
I don't even
expound
really,
on it.
I mean, I can expound on it. I just don't know. I haven't talked to anybody about this. I don't know what's going to happen moving forward.
Well, no, neither do I. But we at least need to tell them what's not happening moving forward.
Okay. Next weekend, Saturday, from 10 to noon, will be the final regular weekly Saturday Orphanage program.
It's very vague.
Meaning that moving forward, I don't know.
At this point, we do not know what will be your Saturday morning time waste from 10 to noon. But we know it will not be The Orphanage.
Right. Mainly because I'm quitting.
Yes. Mainly because Danny is tired of waking up on Saturdays. So if you're mad, be mad at Danny.
Take it out on me. That's fine. Yeah, it's been something I've been wanting to do for a while. I know Gordon toiled with that idea when he was in that position, and you just get to a point where you don't want to work weekends anymore, and
right.
It's just gotten to that for me.
Well,
and I know that you want some freedom as well. You know, you've got a beautiful young daughter that's
playing soccer.
Yeah, you're missing out on stuff. I feel like we're kind of getting a little older, and I just really want to spend more time with my family.
Yeah, your bar family.
No.
Well, if you think about it, we just went over the timeline. So if The Rant was 98 to 06,
yeah,
that's 8-9 years. And then Orphanage from 06 to 15, that's 8-9 years.
There's a shelf life on these things.
Yeah, kind of a shelf life when you're working 6 days a week. And so, yes, we are not saying this is the last Orphanage ever.
No, not at all.
Because enjoy doing time waste radio together.
Yeah, it's a blast. I love it.
And so on occasion, we may have a Orphanage reunion on a Saturday or a Rant reunion on a Saturday.
We may do an Orphanage, I don't know, a Saturday night where we come up here and we play music for 3 hours.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll fill in for Norm again someday.
Yes, but the commitment to every single Saturday from 10 to noon without fail, with the occasional, you know, vacation day here or there, is, it's over, folks.
It is. We regret to inform you, Orphanage P1s, that the Orphanage will no longer be on Saturdays on the ticket regularly beginning 2 weeks from today. Which brings us to next week.
Yes.
Next week, we tried. We tried really hard in spite of the roadblocks thrown down by the sales department and their ridiculous markups I mean, we have friends that are in the service industry that just, you know, they want to do us a favor, have us out, party with us. And they get priced out of the building.
Okay.
Anyways.
It's not. Yeah. So we're not going to be on remote next week.
But we do want you, the Orphanage P1, to join us for, I guess it's kind of like a public viewing of the dying carcass of the orphanage, or maybe it's a wake.
Yeah, it's like the viewing of the body of Lenin.
Yes, we can all you can all file by, single file, and pay your respects. Because next Saturday, from 10 to noon, we will be broadcasting from the AT&T Plaza, right outside the, if the weather's nice, right outside the ticket hovel.
Could that be a Maverick game day?
No, they play Friday night and then Sunday. So it's a rest day.
Right on.
But yes, they will have played the Rockets at the AAC the night before. So we'll definitely have some Mavericks playoffs to talk about. But yes, so next Saturday, we are going to be broadcasting live from in front of the ticket hovel in front of American Airlines Center. So we wanted to be somewhere where you could get a drink and have a bite to eat, maybe a big boy breakfast.
Yes.
But you're going to have to bring your own refreshments. But we will be doing the show out in front of the building. And maybe if we get a decent crowd, we can have just kind of like a class picture. You know, we can commemorate the final show.
You get your iPhone on panoramic.
Yeah, we can do a panoramic shot.
But I want to run from one end and be on the other end, so there's like two of me.
Yeah.
Because that's never been done before.
It's so weird.
How did that happen?
And the other exciting thing is we have gotten special dispensation from ticket management. Jeff Catlin, our program director, has made a one-time exception, and next week we will be allowed to crosstalk.
What?
So
what a privilege.
So not only
they let that horse back in the barn for one day only, huh?
For one day only. So not only will we say goodbye to all of you good, sweet Saturday morning P1s, we will be able to say goodbye in person, or at least via the radio, to our friends on the T-Box, and especially to our friends, the Cirque du Soleil boys.
That's going to be great. We might even have to hang out an extra segment with the Cirque du Soleil boys.
Yeah, I mean, we'll hang out as long as we feel like it.
Yeah, we're just going to take a victory lap.
Yeah, we're going to...
Or a failure lap.
Yeah, we're going to be like Cal Ripken with our finger in the air, jogging along the warning track.
To tell the truth, we actually just got fired.
They got tired of writing us up.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to take responsibility for it, but we got canned. And direct all of your ire to management.
And as far as what, you know, we talked briefly about this earlier, I'll mention it again, that as far as Saturday mornings 10 to noon moving forward beyond next Saturday, no idea. I definitely am going to take a break to spend time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to Kat about some ideas. If you have ideas, hey, Old Waver on the Twitter, send me your brilliant Saturday morning ideas.
So you're going to try to stick around and do some stuff, right? Maybe here and there.
I may ride off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to. I have to judge my feelings after the fact, and I also have to gauge.
You got
to
eat your feelings too. Don't forget that.
I have to eat my feelings. Then I have to push my feelings out my bottom, and then I need to look at them and see how I feel about them.
Right.
And then I also need to take the rectal temperature of the P1s and see if they need more Gen X Davey on the radio.
Oh, they do.
And so we'll just table that for another day. But the main thing is, next week is the last regular Orphanage show, and it is also a big send-off party at the AT&T Plaza in front of the American Airlines Center. So make plans to, if you have a food truck, man, come down.
Yeah, easy sliders. Come on.
Yeah.
We love you.
Park out there, and we'll have some P1s out there, and come watch us do the show. Come out, hang out with us and Cirque du Soleil. They'll probably be on remote. Who are we kidding?